Meeting US Secretary of State John Kerry Monday, British Foreign Secretary William Hague reiterated his country's support for military action against Syria. But Britain won't take part itself after Parliament voted against it late last month. That vote has prompted soul-searching among politicians and the media over whether Britain's treasured special relationship with the US is finished. Chris Brown is a professor of international relations at the London School of Economics and Political Science.
We care more about the special relationship than they do because we're the junior partner, and we're now even more junior than we were 2 weeks ago. I think that's certainly true.
Since the turn of the century, Britain has fought alongside the US in Afghanistan and Iraq. Along with France, the Allies worked together during the intervention in Libya in 2011. Britain won't take part in any strikes on Syria, but that doesn't mean it's doing nothing, says lawmaker Ben Wallace of the ruling coalition's Conservative Party.
We are going to go and redouble our efforts in other ways, humanitarian, negotiated peace, and trying to get parties together. And I think, you know, Britain shouldn't just think its power is derived from firing missiles. It's power all over the world and in other areas. And on the other side, you know, Britain has tremendous intelligence capabilities.
Recent polls show only 1 in 5 British people support taking part in strikes on Syria. Parliament's vote expressed the democratic will of the people, and that's respected, says LSE's Chris Brown.
It did wonders, if you like, for Britain's soft power. It may have hurt Britain's hard power image, but in terms of Britain's position within Western Europe at least, it didn't do it any harm at all.
But Brown says beyond Western Europe, military cutbacks and an apparent lack of appetite for intervention are affecting Britain's reputation. At the G20 meeting in St. Petersburg Friday, media reported that a spokesman for Russian President Vladimir Putin dismissed Britain as just a small island. The spokesman denied making the remarks, but British Prime Minister David Cameron launched an impassioned defence.
Yes, we are a small island. In fact, a small group of islands. But I would challenge anyone to come up with a country with a prouder history, with a bigger heart, with a greater resilience.
But Mr. Cameron and future prime ministers will find it increasingly difficult to get parliamentary backing, says Brown.
The precedent has been set, and I think it will. I think you're right. It will be very difficult to get a House of Commons majority in future for this sort of action.
With military action off the table, Britain says it is determined to take the lead on humanitarian relief and has pledged boosting total spending on Syria to $628 million. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.